Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Hi, Shireen. Her name is Shakira Davis.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer her over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Shakira?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line, and I'll be further assisting you. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC Baby Formula lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I haven't. No, ma'am, I haven't. Sorry.
It's okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
I'm sorry?
Were you or a loved one diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, ma'am, my son, Caden.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry to hear that. And is your son still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. And in regards to your son's injuries, does he have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions? Like, does he have any trouble using the bathroom or anything like that?
It's here and there, but he has like abdominal pain, stomach pain. He was having like green or yellow vomit and body temperature and body stool.
Okay. And what year was your son born?
2021.
So it's still ongoing right now with just like using the bathroom and things like that?
Not really. It's like, it's kind of simmering down, but not really. It's not as much as it was back then, like the, as much, you know how bad it was. It's not as bad now.
Okay, but it's still happening from time to time?
It depends. When it comes to the stool, it depends.
Okay. Did he have any intestinal perforation, so like a hole in his intestines?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That doctor made small holes in his belly.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, well, am I saying your name right, Shakira?
Shakira, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I'm going to ask all the required questions. I know it's really difficult to talk about. So like I said, I'm going to ask you all the required questions. With that being said, if you need to pause at any moment, please let me know. And a couple of these questions are repetitive, but I am required to ask them, so please bear with me. What date was your son diagnosed with NEC?
It was March 15, 2021.
Okay, thank you so much. And was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after being fed formula?
So he was fed formula before diagnosed.
Okay, so he was diagnosed with NEC after being fed the formula. Okay. And then how long after being fed the formula was your son diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, so over 7 days?
Yes. Are you asking how long did we use the milk? Like, did we use the milk or?
How long after being fed the formula was he diagnosed with NEC?
13 days.
13 days, so over 7 days. Okay. And then what brand of formula was used?
Enfamil.
Enfamil. Okay. And then can I get the name of the hospital your son was born and diagnosed at?
Piedmont Hospital.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Piedmont Hospital.
And what city is this in?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. All right, so I have Piedmont, Atlanta, located at 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30309?
30309, yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And that was the hospital that your son was born and diagnosed at, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of your son. And I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of your son?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And how far along were you in terms of weeks when you gave birth to your son?
I'm sorry?
How far along were you in terms of weeks when you gave birth to your son?
31 weeks.
31
premature.
Weeks. Okay. And then did your son become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did they leave and come back?
So it started on the 15th and it stopped on the 29th.
Okay. Was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital after he was born, or did
he
leave the hospital? Okay. Thank you.
While he was still in.
Okay. And what's his date of birth?
His date of birth is 03/15/2021.
Oh, so he was diagnosed on the same day that he was born?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to...
I'm just confused as well as you. So the date
okay.
that he was diagnosed was 29th of March.
29th of March. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to confirm. So I was like, we need to make sure the timeline makes sense.
Yeah, so that's why I said the start date was the 15th and he stopped the 29th.
Okay.
I should have said it better.
No, it's okay. So, all right. So I'm going to write this down while I still have, we have this information for us. So he was born on the 15th, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then
and it started.
And that was the day he started formula.
Yes. And then the diagnosis started the 29th.
And was that the same day that he stopped being fed that formula?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. There's a question later on that asks that, so it's good that we have it now.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. And then if needed, would you be able to provide a birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula that you recall?
Not really, because I'm like 25, so and I don't have friends, so I don't really.
No worries.
I don't know.
And then can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
His gender?
His gender.
Oh, gender. Sorry.
No, no worries.
He's a male.
Thank you. And then can you spell his first
Everybody
name for me?
It's a girl. Yes, ma'am. It's KADENCE.
And then did you want to put a middle name down for him?
Joseph, JOSEPH.
And last name?
Rowe, ROWE.
Any suffix in his name?
No, ma'am.
And can I get his full social, please?
Yes, ma'am. Whoa, 1 second.
No worries. Take your time.
That I don't have. I left the card in the car.
Okay, no worries. We can go through the rest of the intake while you grab it. Is that okay?
Yeah, I only have the last four. I don't.
We could do the last four as well.
Yeah, because Dad has the car and I do.
No worries.
It's 8476.
8476, okay. And then can you spell your name for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's SHAQUARIA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you want to put down your middle name?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix in your name?
No, ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
11/01/1999.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you so much.
And then can I get your full social, please?
Yeah. Can I just do the last four?
Yeah, of course.
5231.
5231. Okay. And then for your email, I have your first name, last name, 099@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And for your phone number, I have 470-778-8926.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this your cell phone number, your home number, or both?
Cell phone.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
Yes, ma'am. That's 5749 NEWNAN Circle. That's in Austell, AUSTELL, Georgia.
Zip code 30106.
Mm-hmm, 06.
And then do you have any official
documents?
It's okay. And do you have any official documents to show you the power of attorney over your son, such as a birth certificate?
Sorry, this biscuit is in my throat.
No, it's okay. No worries.
Yes,
take your time.
I do.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And then is your name on his birth certificate the same, Shakira Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you have any of the following issues during pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And I do have to ask this question. It is a little bit repetitive. Was the child born prematurely?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm he was born in the state of Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
And was your child diagnosed while in the NICU?
Say that again.
Was your son diagnosed with NEC while still in the NICU?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the date he went into the NICU and the date that he left the NICU?
He went in the same day he was born, the 15th.
Okay. And then when did he leave the NICU?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. It's been so long, I had another child already.
No worries. I always get confused between the two. What happened with which one?
Yeah. Because I just had him in December, so... it was only like 5 days, so I can't remember. So the date after that was like the 20th.
Okay, so yeah. We do have the date that your son was diagnosed with NEC as the 29th. So your mm-hmm. child was not diagnosed while in the NICU.
Yes, not.
Oh, okay.
It's just too many kids. I don't remember.
Okay, no worries. Go ahead and remove that information. And then can I get your son's birth weight?
His birth weight?
Yeah.
I have to look through. 1 second, because I don't remember. 3 pounds.
3 pounds, 0 ounces?
3 pounds.
Yes. Thank you. And then I just want to confirm for the dates that he started the formula. I have the day he was born, March 15, 2021. And the day he stopped being fed the formula was March
29, 2021. Yes, ma'am.
And then what was the time between the usage of the formula and the diagnosis of NEC?
You said what was the time? I'm sorry.
The time between the usage and the injury.
What do you mean the time?
In between the two, I don't know how to ask this question without it sounding super confusing. What was the time between...
Like, how long did I use the product, or...?
What was the time between him being fed the formula and then him being diagnosed? Was it like a couple days, a couple weeks?
Yeah, because I can't remember that. That's sort of like, I really don't want to remember it.
Based off of the day that he started the formula and the day that he was diagnosed, that is a 2-week difference. So is it 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's okay. Why I asked when you said how long did I use it. So yeah. That's what better way for me to put it. I would have been there 2 weeks.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm, was your son fed formula in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And then did your son have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula, such as low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, which one?
He had abdominal pain, green or yellow vomit, and he had his body temperature was like high and low, and his he had bloody stool.
And he had bloody stool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me write down the body temperature. Okay. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for your son?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a copy of the medical records for your son?
It's with the doctor who treated me.
Okay, but there is proof that there's medical records?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you were to provide these medical records, would you be able to do it by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
Both? Okay, thank you so much. And then what treatments did your son undergo due to the necrotizing enterocolitis? So any antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation?
Yes. So they did antibiotics. It was given like via the cannula,
okay.
The IV. It was inserted into his vein, in okay. The baby's, in his arm.
Okay. And then did he have a blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, or any unrelated surgeries?
So they did laparotomy surgery, the stomach okay. surgery.
Okay, the exploratory laparotomy. Alrighty, thank you so much. And then, when was the last time your son was treated for any C-related issues?
It was March 30th, 2021. Now that I remember on the dot.
March 30th, 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the facility he was diagnosed and treated at was Piedmont Hospital, correct? Piedmont, Atlanta?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the phone number I have for them is 404-605-5000?
Yes, ma'am. And also, it was 3 days when he stayed in the hospital after birth.
So he was only in the hospital for 3 days after he was born?
Yes. How long did you... Yes, he stayed three days.
So he left the hospital after 3 days?
You just asked me. You said, sorry?
So your son left the hospital 3 days after he was born?
No, it's me. I stayed there 3 days.
Oh, okay. But he was still in the hospital.
Yeah, he was still in the hospital.
Okay.
He was in NICU.
When was the first time that he left the hospital? Do you remember?
He was in there for 13 days, so I'm really not sure.
So was it like a couple weeks?
He was hospitalized for 13 days.
13 days?
So it was like a week. Yeah, 13 days.
Okay.
A week and 5 days.
Okay, so the only thing is that the timeline wouldn't make sense in the sense of, so he was born on the 15th, and you said that he stayed in the hospital for 13 days?
Mm-hmm. To be hospitalized, yes.
So that means he left on the 28th. Is that correct?
No, his stop date was the 29th.
No, when did he leave the hospital? On the 28th?
The 29th.
The 29th, so the same day that he was diagnosed?
No, So the 15th, that's when he was born. He was
correct.
Diagnosed the 29th. So after the 29th, he was in hospital for 13 days.
Did he
and then
leave?
He got his surgery. Yeah. On the 30th.
Okay, hold on. I just need to make sure before we continue. Okay. So your son was born...
I'm confused.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. Your son was born March 15th.
Right.
When he was born, when was the first time he left the hospital to go home? What date?
So he was diagnosed the 29th. So after that, he was hospitalized for 13 days. And his surgery was on the 30th. So after that, after the 30th. He left the hospital.
Okay. So from what you're telling me right now, so I'm going to look at a calendar really quick. All right, March 13th. Let's see. I'm sorry. March 15th. March 15th. So he was born March 15th, and he was in the hospital for 2 weeks till the 29th, and he was diagnosed on the 29th.
Yes, ma'am.
And he had his surgery on the 30th?
Yes, ma'am.
But you also mentioned that he stayed in the hospital an additional 13 days after he was diagnosed. Is that
yes,
correct?
Ma'am.
So
yes,
he,
ma'am. Yes.
The first time he left the hospital was April 11th. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So he was in the hospital from March 15th to April 11th. Never left, correct?
Yes. Never, yes.
Okay. Your timeline was a little bit confusing because you said, oh, he was hospitalized
for
13 days after.
Yeah, I was thinking about your questions, and I was like, maybe I need to ask her again because I was confused.
No.
It
you were fine.
You were wording it.
No, you were fine before. Yeah, these questions are a little bit confusing. But I was thinking that your son left the hospital. No, you're fine. I was under the impression that you left the hospital, or both of you guys left the hospital, and he came back on the 29th.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So
he
back
wasn't
to.
Able to leave at all.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the address for the facility as 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30309.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed and treated your son?
Yes, it's Dr. Catherine Woodhouse.
Woodhouse?
Yes.
Catherine L. Dr. Catherine L. Woodhouse?
Yes.
Okay. And she was the doctor that treated and diagnosed your son?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And then, is there any other medical notes that you'd like to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, well, well, I can say one thing. He was provided extra oxygen as well.
Assisted ventilation?
It was a nasal cannula. It was used for him to give oxygen.
Okay, I'll write that down. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not live with me.
Okay. And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes, ma'am.
And who is this person to you?
Dad.
Okay, can I get your dad's phone number, please?
470-808-7647.
And can you spell his first and last name for me?
C-A-R-E-N, last name, Rowe, R-O-W-E.
Is this your father or your child's father?
That's their father. Yeah,
okay. I put your father. Okay.
I did say that.
And I'm like, wait a second. The last name doesn't correlate. Okay. Can you spell his first name again?
D-A-R-E-N.
D-A-R-E. Okay, Darren. And then can I get his address?
Ooh, he don't have like a designated address. Yeah, he's like moving around right now.
Okay, no worries. I'll write that down. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and review all the information with you, make sure we have everything correct, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kind of fly through this. If you hear anything that's incorrect or if I'm going too fast, please feel free to just cut me off, okay?
Okay.
All right, so your son was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on March 29, 2021. He was diagnosed after being fed formula, and he was born and diagnosed at Piedmont, Atlanta, located at 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest. Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30309. He was fed Enfamil, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of your son. You were 31 weeks at the time of birth. Your son was diagnosed at the hospital without leaving, and his date of birth is March 15, 2021, which makes him now 3 years old. Your son's first name is Cadence, spelled K-A-D-E-N-C-E. Middle name Joseph, spelled J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name Rose, spelled R-O-W-E. And the last four of his social is 8476. Your first name is Shakira, spelled S-H-A-Q-U-A-R-I-A. Last name Davis, spelled D-A-V-I-S. Last four of your social is 5231, and your date of birth is November 1st, 1999. I have your email as your first name, last name, 099@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 470-778-8926, and this is your cell number. I have your current address as 5749 Noonan Circle in Austell, Cobb County, Georgia, zip code 30106. I have your name on your son's birth certificate as also Shakira Davis, spelled S-H-A-Q-U-A-R-I-A, Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Your son was not diagnosed in the NICU. His birth weight is 3 pounds, 0 ounces. The date that he started using formula is the day he was born, March 15, 2021. And the date that he stopped using formula is March 29, 2021, the day he was diagnosed. And the last time he was treated for NEC-related issues was the day of his exploratory laparotomy, which is March 30th, 2021. The doctor that diagnosed and treated him is Dr. Catherine L. Woodhouse. She diagnosed and treated him at Piedmont, Atlanta, located at 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30309. And the facility phone number that I have is 404-605-5000. Extra medical notes that I have is that your son was in the NICU for 5 days, from March 15th to March 20th. He had a high and low body temperature. He had assisted ventilation as well as an exploratory laparotomy on March 30th, and he initially left the hospital on April 11th. I have your emergency
Yes, ma'am.
contact as your child's father that does not live with you. His name is Darren, spelled D-A-R-E-N. Last name Rowe, spelled R-O-W-E. His phone number is 470-808-7647, and he does not have a designated address.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to have you go ahead and do, I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to you. You just need to sign them. Should take about like 30 seconds or so. Let me know once you receive it, okay? In the meantime, I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line just so that you have it. So if you have any questions, you can always reach me, okay? Did you receive the text?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so go. No worries. Take your time. What you'll do is go ahead
Sorry,
and.
I just have to get back on the clock. One second. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, you finished already?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was going to walk you through it, but thank you. All right, so with that being said, I just sent you a text from my direct line, so if you have any questions or concerns, please let me know. In the next 24 to 48 hours, the attorneys are going to be contacting you regarding your case. They just need to verify it with you on the phone, so just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to start or get started on your case without speaking to you on the phone, so just keep that in mind. With that being said, in the meantime, if you have any questions, let me know. And if they don't reach out to you, I will give you a call myself and have you transferred over to them. Shakira, I do want to thank you so, so much for your time. I know it's not easy to talk about this. You know, it's not only a physical battle for your son, but it's a mental battle for you as well. You know, seeing what your son went through. I'm happy to hear that your son's
Yes, ma'am.
Still here, and I'm happy to have been able to speak to you. And thank you for sharing all the information that you shared. And again, if you have any questions, please let me know, okay?
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.